I was surprised that we had that big a margin the first half. I thought we played, you know, really well. That's the best half of basketball we've played in a long time, maybe all year. And the fact that we had a 20-point lead at halftime. I didn't think we were 20 points better. I think they had a rough first half, and certainly we made some mistakes, and, you know, fortunately for us, they weren't able to capitalize. But that's how you get leads and, you know, every game. But I thought we were pretty good the first half. LeGerald got us off to a good start, and then Diedrich was terrific, you know, the middle and last part of the half. And then we kind of pieced it together second half. But Ochai and Devon, I thought, were the two best players in the game second half.
How much did you need this?
We need it. I mean, we can say what we want. We've had a rough last couple of weeks. And I don't think it's anything terrible to lose, you know, at Kentucky or at Texas at all, because they got good teams. And, I mean, Texas is a one-possession game, I think, with Iowa State today in Ames. So they're more than capable of doing some things. And Kentucky's got a team that can make a run without question. But the manner in which we lost with the lack of energy, in my opinion, not so much in the Kentucky game, but definitely in the Texas game, I don't think we put our best foot forward. And then with, you know, manhood being challenged a little bit, and then you have the, you know, the news with Silvio, and then you have obviously the news with Marcus, you know, you would think that if we're going to rally the troops and fight together, this would be the perfect opportunity to do so.
Bill, with the tweak you made kind of playing just 5 out, what did you
do? Well, a lot of that was because, you know, Tech downs the ball screen so hard, and we've been, you know, this is it's a totally different team than last year playing 4 out. You know, our chance to score inside is totally different this year than last year. You know, last year we had more guys that could play behind a bad closeout, you know, things like that to force some things. And so we probably, you know, just playing the way we play, put in Diedrich and Devon's hands as much as possible and try to get LeGerald a shot in early clock is probably our best, you know, best way to play. And hopefully that'll be good for us moving forward as well.
Did you really encourage the guys to fire away? You got it?
Well, I did, but we showed a little pump-up video before the game, and I didn't know, I hadn't seen it, and it was fine. But Devontae FaceTimed or did a deal today, and he told him, he said, hey, we never passed up open shots. I watch you guys, and guys pass them up all the time. Shoot it. I don't care what coach says. Shoot the ball. So they listened to him more than they listened to me.
Bill, how do you think the guys handled all this, just so the waiting, and now the news is official?
I thought our guys handled it well. You know, one thing about we can always look at how things affect. You know, as a parent, you know, you look at it, well, that, you know, affects you so much because it's your child. But if you're one of the 7 siblings, yeah, it's a big deal, but it's a much bigger deal for the one it affected as opposed to all of us. You know, the older you get, the more you kind of see it from a broader picture. But I thought our guys did a good job with it. They were certainly disappointed and down, and, you know, they love the guy and hurt for him. But they use that kind of as a rallying cry too.
We got a chance to talk with Jeff Long a little bit before the game. Asked him this question too. How optimistic are you about any kind of appeal or anything positive still to come, maybe for Sylvia?
Well, I don't know what Jeff's said regarding that, but I do feel that, you know, our university will do whatever they humanly can to create a situation to put our best foot forward in trying to get that penalty reduced. Without question, I know that Jeff and Chancellor are totally on board with fighting for him, and not that you wouldn't fight for every student athlete. I get that you should, but this one to us is a little bit different and even a little bit more special because of the way he's handled everything so far. So I would hope, you know, I got no crystal ball, and to say that this is what I'm hoping for or whatnot. You know what I'm hoping for? I'm hoping for fairness. And whatever that translates to, I hope that's the outcome.
Bill,
How much of the trouble that your team has had on the road this year do you think is because you have a young team, and then how do you get that fixed?
Jerry, I think, you know, I don't know that you fix it. You know, you can say we've had trouble on the road, which we have, but we've also played a hard schedule, too. And we've played, you know, we beat some really good teams on neutral sites, but we haven't been as good in opposing people's building. But I think every step that we take with, I mean, we started three freshmen today. And Marcus is a sophomore. I mean, that's got to be as young as any backcourt in the country, you know, for the most part of what we're trying to do. And these aren't the most heralded guys out there playing compared to maybe some other places. And so, I mean, I know we're not quite as young as Duke and certainly, you know, Kentucky's got a young backcourt as well because they're going to start, you know, three freshmen. But, I mean, we're basically playing with the same age guys. And I think that has a lot to do with it. I think our late game execution has been poor, and certainly that's a reflection of me as much as it is them. And we just got to get some confidence on how we're going to score late game and how important it is to get stops in certain situations. And I think we'll get there, Jerry. I don't think we're there yet, but I still think 2 months from now this will be a totally different team than we are now.
Do you think that was Devon's best game?
I think it was his best game offensively. I mean, he was great. I mean, every time he made a mistake, he got it back, and certainly, you know, he shot the ball really, really well. We had three guys have three threes. I don't know if we've had any game this year where that's occurred.
With Dedrick, he's so often lately, just every time he's touching, he's seen two guys. Yeah. You know, today, it's hard to double team a guy out 3 points.
Yeah.
How important was it just for him to see
a
little space?
Well, you know, he shot it so much better from three of late. You know, going even back to the Kentucky game. So I think getting him in space where he doesn't feel like he's being leaned on and laid on the whole time is going to be important for us moving forward.
An effort like this, you think it can be sustained and maybe the start of something moving forward that's maybe this team's identity?
You know, there's a point in time in every season when a team becomes a team. And we've been given the opportunity, and maybe fortunately so, that you know, we dealt with some crap. And now's when you really need to become a team. So hopefully today was a step in us doing that. Because I still don't feel like we're quite there yet.
Do you have a timeline on Marcus, you know?
No, they said questionable at best on Tuesday, but hopeful for Saturday. Yeah.
Anything else?
What was Silvio's reaction when he kind of found out the ruling?
Well, he was devastated. You know, it happened right before the release went out, so it was kind of rushed because we were practicing. So you know, they obviously did the release when they were going to do the release, and so Jeff got with us, you know, right after practice, and told me, and then told him. So he was crushed. I mean, he is crushed. Which anybody would be crushed, but you know, he held his head high and he looked sharp today, and he knew there'd be a lot of eyes on him today, and you know, he's handled it about as well as anybody could handle it.
A lot of times when a ruling comes out, there's that's over one way or the other, good or bad, we can move on. Does it feel like with the appeal and stuff that you're not able to do that?
I would say that well, personally, nothing really surprises me, you know, based on recent things that we read about other institutions. But I would say that I don't think that it's time for us to move on. I don't think that we go into this planning on having him. We prepare what we like we don't, and then if you could ever get him, it would be a bonus. But I do think, regardless of the situation, I think that we have to and should and want to fight and advocate for him, because to think that this is his college basketball career is over, you know, 2 years of education done, if there's not something that could be done that could maybe put him in a position where it would be, you know, worth it for him to try to, you know, use Kansas as a springboard to whatever he wants to do in his professional life.
Coach Beard, just a quick comment about it.
What'd he say? I don't even know what Chris said.
He said the NCAA does what it does, stuff that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You lose a player. But have you heard from others, other coaches, colleagues, friends, people out there?
Well, I've had a couple of texts from past coaches, especially ones that's worked here. But I haven't talked to a lot of people about it. You know, the way that this has been handled, and rightfully so, is you know, my communication with me has been somewhat limited, because that's the way it has to be done in order to protect integrity of everything that's going on, which we all understand and get. So you know, we're fortunate that we have, you know, a university that'll stand up and fight for him. And I believe that it ain't over. But you know what? If you knew that something was not right, are you ever going to accept it? And so, to me, no matter what happens, if based on what was reported yesterday, you're never going to stop fighting, because it's just not right.
Thanks, Coach.